Danger, danger.
All range mode.
This is the All Range Mode podcast. My name's Joe. How's it going? I got Chad to my right.
Huzzay!
Chad's right. Dan.
Hello.
Dan's right. Doug.
Isaiah.
We talk about movies and games. Welcome to the show. So, what's up, guys? Dan and I saw Skyfall.
Yep.
Today.
Yep. I saw Sky.
In IMAX.
In IMAX. What'd you think of the Windsor IMAX experience?
It's okay.
It's too quiet again.
No way.
Yeah.
Really? Anytime I've gone, I think it's awesome.
It's too quiet.
The one in the States was not that much different.
Oh, come on.
The anticipation of standing in line made it better.
No, the fucking AMC theater is better than Silver City.
Yeah, but they have to meet standards.
I didn't get that. It was too quiet.
Paying dose toll to get across there.
I don't give a shit.
Dose toll.
That's $9.
Okay, well,
and to drive away the shit out there. Remember when we went to TJ's house?
TJ's house first was a mistake.
Oh God!
Oh wait, it was an hour away.
Yeah, it was so far.
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
For me personally, it's like I'd rather see the movie as soon as possible in Windsor than wait to go to the States.
Well,
that's just how I like it. I like that you have your own way.
That's your prerogative.
Like, when a movie comes out, I need to know I'm the first one seeing it. And like, especially for The Hobbit, we were talking about earlier, I cannot, like, every second that is available and I haven't seen it, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah, some asshole that's just like, never watched Lord of the Rings is just like, oh, it's lined up here?
I'll see it.
Yeah, he goes and sees it before me. No fucking way. I'll be the first.
Not on my time.
Good luck. The crowd will probably be better, you know, for that movie, for The Hobbit, just because it's so niche. Everyone who's there probably has the same mindset that you guys have, right? It's not like going to see Iron Man 2.
Yeah, they're not going to cry or yell when they see Gandalf.
I don't like when people clap and yell in the theater. I mean, for Avengers, it was fun because it was like we're all having a party together and everything. And that's great. But when people clap during Star Wars movies and stuff like that, I love it. I like it too.
Yeah.
Hangover. Remember when I seen The Hangover the first time? We were in. We went away on vacation.
Oh my god! At the end with all the video or the pictures.
Yeah,
and
like during the jokes, I was just like.
For comedies are a little bit different. One. Comedy, horror is a different experience altogether.
Oh, God, yeah.
I was just about to say, Chad and I saw Return of the...
King?
What the fuck?
Jedi?
But yeah, Revenge of the Sith in theaters on midnight release. And I remember that as like the best movie experience ever. Everyone's got their lightsabers going nuts in the theater.
Was that there for that?
Possibly.
I think I was there for that. That was like the one midnight release that I've ever done.
Yeah. I suppose.
That was.
What the hell else was I going to say about... the first horror movie I'm excited to see in forever. The Evil Dead remake. Remember how awesome
that's exactly the comment that I put when Doug put it up. I'm like, the first promising horror movie in years.
What the fuck?
Cuban hair?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to see that. Like, I was pretty impressed with the trailer. I don't know, you're a big horror fan. Like,
it looks amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I hope it's still kind of like... Evil Dead-ish, you know what I mean? Like, a little bit funny and has that charm. It didn't look like that from the trailer. It just looked like a horrifying movie.
It'll be...
That other Sam Raimi horror movie.
Drag Me to Hell?
Yes.
I never saw that.
I've seen it. It's good.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, is that the one where they...
It's funny.
Some old woman, and there's something about a cat?
There's the
old woman's in
okay,
it.
She works in, like, an office, and...
There was a part in the parking garage or something.
Yeah, where the old woman attacks her.
Okay, we saw up to that part, and everyone that I was watching the movie with said it was horrible. They're like, this movie's fucking stupid. And I'm like, do you guys not see the fact that it's funny in its own sense?
Yeah.
And everyone gave up on it. And I was like,
That's like people who didn't like Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, well, you gotta have a...
Like, oh, come on!
I think Sam Raimi, he gets too comfortable in, like, his, you know, in the world that he's in. Weirdness. Like, the Spider-Man movies, he got too comfortable, and the third one kind of just fell apart.
Right.
Army of Darkness, he got too comfortable with the horror thing, and it just turned into a campy comedy. Like, I like that, you know, you never get that spark back. You know, he had a spark with Evil Dead 2. And it was exactly the way, like, it should have been. Every good idea he had, like, going through film school, all that junk, all ended up in that movie, right?
Yeah.
And now that's, like, their idea is they're going to champion a new up and coming, film student. And just say, like, think of all the most disgusting things that you can think of that, you know, you wouldn't be able to put on the paper because you think it's going to get turned down. Do we want all of that? Just go nuts. And
cool.
Yeah, like they're producing it, right? Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell. They're producing it. So I'm pretty excited to see that.
I don't see the comedy part of it though.
Thanks for listening to our Skyfall review.
back to Skyfall.
Going back to Skyfall,
shit.
Why don't you talk about it a little bit first?
I'll just start off by saying I enjoyed it quite a bit. Like quite a bit. I was entertained from beginning to end. Well, when we first went in, we were 7 minutes late. On seeing it.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe that they had started the movie.
Yeah, there were no...
We were less than 7 minutes late because the
movie had already started?
It had started. I've never done this in my life.
We were probably 4 or 5 minutes late.
We walked in, and it's already like a car chase, and I'm like,
shit!
What the fuck did we miss?
But we didn't miss the credits or anything like that.
The credits start afterwards.
It probably was like the classic James Bond theme comes
yeah.
in after.
Yeah,
it likely started as the car chase, but I expected... commercials, trailers. Like I thought we were going to miss the first trailer. I was upset about it.
I thought we were going to miss commercials and catch trailers.
Yeah.
And then we walk in and the movie's playing. It was like, what the
fuck? So they up and...
seats real quick.
Sorry, Dan.
That sucks.
No, that's it.
They must have up and switched it to this is the start time of the movie, you know, not the trailers.
It's possible.
Maybe it's too much to...
And we had to pick our fucking seats at the... I hate that shit.
I do hate it.
Picking your seats?
That's bad. If they got rid of that, that'd be fine.
What do you mean, picking your seats?
We had to go there and, like, pick two seats and worry about it because we're not paying at the same time. So we had to make sure that the seats that we picked were together. Obviously...
How did they do it?
There was plenty of room. We could have just picked any two seats and then went and sat
we didn't
where
even
we
sit
want.
Our seats.
Do they have, like, a digital screen? Where
yeah,
you
it's a map.
Like,
they
yeah,
turn
that's
around.
What it was like in Toronto, too.
They turn it around and they show it to you. I think... Like,
what's so bad about that?
I just don't like it.
It's too,
I want, like,
too
first
much.
Come, first serve. That's
yeah,
why you wait
you
in line.
The convenience of it?
No. I think it's going to be a fucking... It's going to be bullshit.
Yeah, for Hobbit, if we don't get there, like, to buy the tickets first... That's gonna
okay,
be-
but when we get there to buy the tickets first, we can casually stroll in at 10 p.m. the night of the show.
I don't want you casually strolling in at 10 p.m. and then you're late five
okay.
minutes and I got you
so
walking
so say the
through
tickets go on sale next week.
Yeah.
We get the tickets and pick our seats. Then the
we don't
day
have to
the
wait
movie comes
hours.
Out, we just walk in 5 minutes before it starts.
Yeah, but
the seats are ours.
The thing is, they're not telling us when they're selling the fucking tickets.
Oh, that's super annoying. Yeah. I mean, that's just Silver City's bad management. I don't know what that is. But that's the ideal feature of this. Like... On your phone, you can pick where you want to sit before you get there. It's all
awesome. Yeah, I love waiting.
We're not. I do like waiting in line,
and
we're
all paying separately. So it's like
that was the annoying part.
Like you bought a seat, and now it's like I'm paying two nights later. I can't get a seat next to you.
Yeah, if that's the thing, like if we go there, it's like oh my god, they're selling them. I'm here. I'm buying all yours. Pay me back.
Yeah.
Well, if we're all there together, though, like, and the first guy to buy is like, oh, I'm in 18A by B, C, and D. They're like,
yeah, but
no
I've already
this.
Had an issue before. I don't remember what movie I was seeing, but we're both using the debit things, the kiosk, and I couldn't get the seat next to the guy I was with.
Because it's got an empty seat next to it.
Because some fucking dickhead got it, like, 3 seconds before I got to get it. You know what I mean? Because there were so many people trying to get into the same
that
movie
sucks.
At the same time.
I went to see Avengers with my brother. And there, like, it was pretty packed house. And all the seats in the row were taken except for two of them. And because I was paying for myself and he was paying for himself, I could only pick one of the seats. And it wouldn't let me pick that seat because there was an empty one next to it. So it's like, this is reserved for, like, people who are buying two tickets at once. That's bullshit.
Oh, that happened.
So
wow,
many problems. Sucks. So many problems with that, I think.
But they sell the single seat to the person who...
No, you can't buy that seat. You have to, like, somebody who buys two tickets can get those two seats.
They didn't want to have, like, an...
Yeah, they didn't want to have...
Yeah,
they didn't want to have an empty seat.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
That is shitty.
It's bad news.
Bad news, bears.
First come, first serve.
That's only Silver City, though.
Another reason.
No, the theaters in Toronto did it. Okay, so it's like an IMAX thing in some theaters.
AMC does not do that.
It's Canadian crap, then.
It's Canadian bullshit.
And it's too quiet. Turn up the fucking volume.
I don't know. I didn't get that out of it. I felt it was pretty loud.
No.
It was loud enough.
Man, come on. What, did you come to see Batman in the States with us?
Yeah.
It was like... it felt like there was buildings collapsing around you. That's how fucking...
I got that feeling when we watched Mission Impossible. Ghost Protocol. And this IMAX. I love that fucking movie.
I don't know, man. Yeah.
So this... That's pretty good. Yeah, that's
so
our, that's
my thoughts. My thoughts on Skyfall. I thought... It did a couple things wrong, right? Like, they had a lot of CG where CG was not needed. Helicopters, animals.
When you mentioned it afterwards, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. The
yeah.
Dragons or Komodo dragons, whatever the fuck they are, really bad. Really, really bad.
I think all like think it could have been a practical effect. And I don't think Komodo dragons eat people. Why in movies does every animal just like human, human? And the thing fucking literally
Was there a Komodo pit or something?
There was it was like the fucking Larlak or Snarlak. What is it called in fucking Return of the Jedi? Not the Sarlacc pit. Not the Snarlak pit. The I can't believe Sarlacc. I forget what it's called.
Sarlacc.
No,
it is fucking
Sarlacc.
No, the Sarlacc pit is the thing that eats Boba Fett. I'm talking about in Jabba's palace, Rancor.
Oh yeah,
when he fights the Rancor, it was pretty much the same fucking thing as the Rancor. They fall into this pit, and there's just two Komodo dragons, and literally one of them like bites a guy and drags him into like a little pit, into the cave. He's like, just the Komodo dragon.
Did they have the boss character like? Beast, my pretties.
No.
No, but like, the stupid, the Komodo dragon is like looking at James Bond in the eyes, like,
even the way he gets out, he fucking
that
leaps.
That sounds horrible.
It was bad.
He leaps off the second one to get the height.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then
he jumped it?
He jumped
it. No, he jumped off of one.
Yeah.
He came running out, and James Bond was like, da 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 da, and jumped off of the dragon and like grabbed something.
He didn't use his laser watch to burn its eyes out or something.
They talked about that a lot too, because like
they don't use that stuff anymore. He's like, oh, you expected some exploding pen? Here's your
wink, wink. That was the worst. Every fucking joke was like a big fucking wink to everybody in the audience. Like he orders a drink and like. You don't actually hear him order this drink.
He doesn't say
they just
chicken monster. She just you see her shaking it, and he's like, "Perfect" or something.
Yeah, it's really campy. That's the word I want to use to describe. I
mean, they want all the old people to see it who've seen all the other James Bond.
Well, at the end of the movie, they say James Bond 50 years, like they've got that thing, and they said like, and more to come or something along the line. So they were really pushing the previous James Bonds, like the car.
Yeah, they completely. Undid all of the progress that Casino Royale has done.
Well, it's the highest grossing of the three of the Daniel Craig ones.
It must be the best one then.
Okay,
so I'm just saying,
aside from
like,
some of that
they don't need
stuff,
to
like,
keep the thing going. Like,
it's a darker toned one for sure.
The reviews are fantastic.
I'm just saying people.
It
like
was
it.
Cool. It was cool. I'm describing what I didn't like about it. There was that was very the campiness of it, and they had a bunch of any movie with like hackers or computer kind of. Where they show a screen and it's like that's not what computers would look like and
you'd be running Windows
just like
7
a,
on that fucking thing
we're hacking it and it's a 3D like foggy mess and like things are jumping out at you and James Bond is like
crack
on,
the code
freeze that enhance there it is there's the like there's the secret to like break
that?
Yeah it was really bad
no enhance. Computer has ever done that or ever will do
enhance?
That
enhance
okay aside from that.
But on the flip side, the practical effects were really cool.
The villain, what was that guy? What's the actor's name?
Javier Bardem.
Incredible. That guy is like the creepiest villain ever. Like, he's perfect. Just his creepy voice and his mannerisms, and he's just really, really, really good villain. I love that.
A testament, a testament to his acting too. It's like you almost expect him to be the villain from No Country for Old Men, but he's like the exact opposite person. But he's still just as cool as a villain. He's the redeeming quality of the movie for sure.
He's fucking solid.
He won Best Actor for No Country for Old Men, right?
Did he really?
I think so.
Believe so.
Yeah. Supporting.
I'm still laughing at the
supporting.
Komodo dragon. I gotta see that.
No, I think like he's a main
character. Ooh. Did you guys watch any movies this week?
I watched Dumb and Dumber.
What'd you think?
It still holds up.
Dumb and Dumber, the original?
That's pretty funny.
The shit scene? It's like the only outstanding scene I can remember.
I also saw Bronson. Remember we said we were going to watch that movie? It's on Danflix.
Right? Yeah, Danflix.
Yeah. I watched Manhattan Murder Mystery. It was like a Woody Allen
movie. That was you.
Yeah, it was on Danflix. It was pretty good. Like, I really like Woody Allen movies, and I thought I'd seen most of the good ones. Like, I think IMDb is pretty good at rating his movies, and anything over a 7 is really good. And this one was like 7.6, and yeah, I really liked it. It was like a cool, kind of funny, like dark movie. Yeah. I don't know if you like Woody Allen movies.
I like that. One of his best. I like that Danflix has almost become like a social network for us, because like, when Doug watches a movie, or when any of you guys watch a movie, it'll show up as Daniel watched or top 10 movies for Danny.
My favorite thing about that is trying to guess who watched what movie.
I'm just there's like, some stuff that a lot I still of them I'm just like know.
It's gotta be your girlfriend.
Who's still watching fucking Caillou on that thing?
It must be Rachel still.
Jeez,
is she the one watching like? Trying to think of the horrible
Zach and Zach and something or other.
Lock her out, man.
Just like chick flicks.
I've changed my fucking password. Everyone never logs out of it. It's on your Xbox. All you
don't watch this.
Watch what?
I'm putting it on for Lena or something.
No, I don't. No,
Zach and something. Nickelodeon?
I just put on Treehouse. All those shows.
I don't understand. Blowing my mind.
What's crazy is that, okay, so anybody who has Netflix, leaked. You know, it'll never, you can never max out the amount of fucking proper, like, computers.
Like logins, yeah.
Yeah, logins, computers, Xbox, Nintendo, fucking your Blu-ray phone. Player, your phone.
The four girlfriends I've had over the last 3 years have been watching it.
The four of us have it.
Yeah. Me, I have it on my phone, my computer, my Xbox, my PlayStation.
In this apartment, for it's on bucks. Three things. It's on that Xbox, my PS3, and my phone.
You have it on your phone?
Yeah.
I have it on my Nintendo, and it's on my Xbox, Tina's Xbox. So Tina's
mom is watching it.
Yeah, so sure Tina's mom has free Danflix.
Oh, free.
You know what? She'll have to get her own gold account eventually.
Tell her she's going to have to buy me a coffee. You didn't two lock coffees her out? A month.
You didn't, like, wipe the hard drive?
No, I haven't wiped it yet. I don't think they hooked it up yet till after Christmas.
Delete that account, man.
Yeah, wipe.
Well, I was being polite. Like, you guys can use it until it runs out. Like, take the credit card information, all that stuff off.
Okay.
And then I have to call them and tell them not to auto-renew. But, like, I mean, they may as well. I think, like, I got my gold in February for my birthday. Or something like that, around there. So she can use it till February, and then use the new.
Make sure you call though. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, even if I'll just call Kyle and say like, I just paid for Tina's.
Give me that money, son.
I just paid for Tina's Xbox Live. You owe me $50.
$60.
$60. Mm-hmm. Quickly, Bronson. I think it's really good. It's kind of like a cross between Drive and
Clockwork.
And yeah, I told you this. Drive and Clockwork Orange.
I've never heard of this movie. That sounds like a cool movie, though.
It makes it's Clockwork Orange, where it's like a lot of it takes place like in the prison, like the time that he did, and it's very British. And
is this a new movie?
Like, no, it's old. Like it's pretty much
like what year?
It's Tom Hardy's call to fame.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's his first major starring. Well, I don't even know if it was major, but it's his first role where he's in every shot in the movie.
Yeah.
It's even got some. A lot of the time he was in a mental institution, which I didn't know.
The weird monologue parts of that. Are really strange.
He narrates the movie and he's really kind of flamboyant. And he's like I say, it's like stage acting, so he's got makeup on for a lot of the kind of monologues that he's doing. But he's a monster. That guy. And he likes to wield it in this movie. Like, it's pretty crazy. Like, the fights that he gets in are really, really nuts. The guy's awesome.
Dicks out a lot of the movie?
It's not a lot of the movie.
Well, you see it enough.
I know what Tom Hardy's dick looks like.
I watched, like, 80% of it with Amanda, and she fell asleep, and I was just like,
there's too many dicks.
Just one dick. Just Tom Hardy.
I can handle
gets
that.
Naked quite, I mean, quite often.
Too many of this one dick.
I have not, seen more dicks.
Should do top five dicks.
Top five dicks? Eastern Promises.
Seen a dick takes you right.
Oh, out. Yeah. Have you seen that movie?
Watchmen?
Viggo Mortensen.
Have you guys
dick?
Seen Eastern Promises?
I've seen I thought it was a decent movie.
It's pretty cool. It's Viggo Mortensen, and he's like a... He plays like a Russian
mob
boss.
That's on a dick, though.
And then in
I don't know, like Russian mafia, like tattoos are a huge thing, like to identify who you are, and it's like a subculture. And a lot of that stuff is true, like all the tattoos you have really are the authentic, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was a pretty cool movie.
That dick scene, though, was so funny, because it's like...
The sauna?
He doesn't have that much to show off, like, while he's not barred. It's a crazy little party, too,
because he's basically taking a steam, like, in a sauna, and these guys come to kill him, and he has to, like, barehanded fight them, just dick out.
Vigil Margenstein?
Yeah, and they show lots of his flopping
around. Aaron's got a tiny, weird penis?
Yeah. It's flopping around. Oh, Aaron going,
no. Tom Hardy's uncircumcised.
Yuck.
Oh,
it's a true story.
That's disgusting.
Maybe that was makeup.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe Charles Bronson was, or Charlie. Charlie Bronson.
So it's a pretty cool flick.
Kind of recommend it.
It's a good movie.
It's driving the way where the guy's completely badass and it's artistic and the score is really polarizing from the material that you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Clockwork and the fact like it's British, like in within the prison and stuff like that. It's
but it's cool. You sold me on it.
Tom Hardy's British, yeah.
No shit.
Well, he's something. He's one of those accents.
Tom Hardy's Bane, right?
Tom Hardy's Bane, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Kind of makes me like Bane more. Yeah, he's fucking awesome. He's really, really crazy.
When does that come out on Blu-ray?
Voice. December 4th, same day as Finding Nemo on Blu-ray. I'm going to buy it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm about to buy that too.
You don't have to.
And, you know, seeing Skyfall really made me... you can kind of compare that to... Dark Knight Rises in a couple of ways.
I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, and the fact that Dark Knight Rises doesn't have CG helicopters, it makes it so much better.
It doesn't. The same type of tone though. Like the music is the same.
The score is ripped right from Dark Knight Rises. Pretty much.
Got that too, eh? It's just.
I'm really surprised you guys didn't see Life of Pi today. That's rising right up to my list.
My greatest enemy. Become my only friend.
Have you seen the trailer for it?
I saw it on the billboard.
That would be even more sweaty.
You become my only friend.
Any movie where the headline is the next Avatar or the new Avatar does not I've completely lost all credibility for me.
Bad movie.
What does that mean? Yeah. What are you talking about? Why? What makes what was Avatar?
Yeah. I don't really know what Kane's protagonist
is. Also, is there
in a Portelli?
Is there a Avatar is about like technology overcoming nature in a giant monstrous technological warfare, and Life of Pi is about a guy on a raft with a tiger, a CG tiger.
First,
is it CG?
Have you oh my god, yeah! And have you seen
the worst CG?
The tiger's just
terrible.
Like.
That's the zombie.
The zombie. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Would you care? Let's talk about our zombie U review.
Well, it's a good time to switch to games.
Yeah. Games.
We're talking about games today on the show. We're talking about them because they're all we know. We hope you will join us. You'll be entertained because we fucking love video games.
Games. How's it going?
Good. So, not a lot to say. Let's just start right now. Zombie U, we rented it the other day.
Well, hold on. Back up. Back in the fucking truck. Wii U came out, and I had a chance to pick it up. Doug had a chance. We actually recorded an actual a special show just of our adventure on launch day. You know, driving around, catching up with the lines. So we cut a bit of that together, and that's available on iTunes for you. It's the Wii U special. So hope you have a listen and you enjoy it. Good luck. So yeah, so I bought, I have the Wii U now, and we got a chance to play a couple games this week. If you want to talk about Zombie U, we can talk about that first.
I really want to hear, I've been just kind of not talking to you about it, because I want to hear your uncensored opinions.
Okay, cool.
On everything about it, the ins and outs, what you hate, what you love.
Okay, so I'll go... I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty. One thing that I don't like is, for the first time, I'm putting in games and I don't know what I'm using to control it, whether it's like the Wii Remote, the Pro Controller, the gamepad. I don't know which screen to look at like first, but I think that's just kind of growing pains with the actual infrastructure of the system. I don't like that I can't use my Pro Controller to play Mario for some reason, which is mind-blowing. I don't know how that is possible with a Nintendo game.
And then but the Wii remote works.
Yeah, well, when we tried to play two-player, you brought your Wiimote over, and we couldn't use the tablet as a control. You have to use the tablet mode where you draw the blocks, and that's not as fun as playing two-player.
Well, the fact that there's even that doubt where it's like, wait a minute, this could easily be programmed in where I'm using
give me the choice. Can I play as the tablet like that, or can I just play two player with my friend?
Expect that stuff. I mean, with Smash
especially
Brothers,
with a first party game like made by Nintendo,
Smash Brothers, you could use the classic controller, the GameCube controller, the fucking Wii remote
fan favorite.
The
Wii
remote. You're definitely gonna be able to use the Pro Controller for Smash Brothers. I have no doubt that you'll be able to use it for that. And probably first-party games moving forward, you'll be able to use the Pro Controller. Yeah, I mean, I bought the thing, and the only game I own doesn't use it, which is kind of crazy. So that I don't like. What else do I not like?
Sort of cut you off here on a side note. I'd just like to say that this week I've kind of embraced... when I'm mad about things like that, I'm just voicing my opinions from now on. Like, I'm on Twitter, and I'm just like, hey, Nintendo, I'm pissed about this. Like, I'm throwing it out there. I'm not keeping it to myself anymore.
Yeah,
and if they tweet me back or, like, whatever, maybe that'll happen. But I'm getting it out there. I'm putting it on message boards. Like,
I'm sure feedback.
Companies do appreciate that and, like, put it out there. I encourage you all to try it, too. Yeah. Like,
I did the
this
same
sucks
thing
because of that. Like, why is that? Maybe they'll come up with a patch. Like that.
Yeah,
they
can easily
patch
that.
I'm guessing they will. The metagame with using the gamepad is kind of fun with Mario.
I had a great time.
Definitely, but I'd like the option is all I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely. You should get the option. So that I kind of didn't like. I can't think of anything else that I don't like.
About Wii U?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
The loading screen, I have to say.
What loading screen?
It takes a long time to load.
Oh, like in between apps and stuff like that?
Yeah, like the 20-second waits.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will fix with an update soon enough. Like, it's launched. There's going to be some bugs in their OS.
I've kind of gotten used to it. Like, it's just, you press the app and you wait probably 20 seconds, and then the whole app kicks in. But when you load up a game, like you'll put in Mario, it'll load for about 30 seconds before you start playing. But then the fact that it's pushing Mario onto two separate screens and, like, and you can play it seamlessly without any more loading.
Yeah, you're
when
not
you load up a game, I don't
screen.
Mind as much because they give you that nice photo on the TV.
Yeah, they put some really
the
nice
Wii U thing on. When you're on like the OS is kind of lame.
Yeah.
You know, well, even if it's just a few pictures, just give me something to look at.
Yeah. Netflix on my Xbox takes about 30 seconds sometimes.
Yeah.
So yeah. I guess, but like I'm just talking about going home doesn't take 30 seconds.
Oh fuck no! The best thing about Xbox is just guide button Y, bloop, you're back dashboard.
Yeah. Oh well, the actual if you start using the home button on the Wii U, it does work really well.
Yeah.
You can surf the internet, you can check what other people are talking about with the game. Anybody who's playing that game, you can see, even though you're not playing live with them.
Right.
Okay. Because the game's running in the background while you're still.
Yeah. So it's like something I was doing today, I was actually using the internet on it, and without even realizing that Mario was running in the background the whole time. And then I went out of the internet and just the home screen, and it was like close the home screen or whatever. I just hit it and I was back into Mario.
There's not enough RAM on PS3 or 360 to do that.
No.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That is cool.
So things I do like, the screen, the gamepad works out really well, I think, in a lot of different ways. I walked downstairs and Shelby was watching TV, so it's like, okay, just grab the gamepad and just start playing.
Yeah.
When she leaves the room, boom, right onto the TV. Like, that was really cool. Chad and Mandy came over and we'd rented Black Ops. And
that was really cool.
Yeah, and it's like they just started watching TV and we're just playing Black Ops on the gamepad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hold on a second. I grabbed the Pro Controller, dock the gamepad on the cradle, and all of a sudden Chad's just playing Black Ops with the Pro Controller using the gamepad as his TV.
So that was pretty cool.
Sweet. I didn't know it did that.
Yeah, so that's a cool feature. The sound on the gamepad is really good. I think it's really
That was my first question.
Yeah, it sounds really great, and you can plug in any headphones into it, so that's really nice.
Astros, baby.
Love the Netflix works really, really well.
I can imagine it just on the gamepad.
Switching back and forth. Well, it only runs the movie on once, so it's not like you can watch the movie on your TV and search through the queue on the gamepad. Like, once you click it, you can edit your settings, subtitles, things like that. Control, like, start, pause from the gamepad.
That's cool.
Yeah. And the movie will play on the screen while you're doing all that. Oh, sorry, on your TV screen. Mm. But something that I'm thinking about is, like, in a small apartment. Like, let's say you had Wii U, and you're watching Netflix in your room, and you get hungry. Boom, right onto the gamepad. You put it, you cradle it in your kitchen, and now you're, like, cooking while you're continuing to watch that movie. Or you know, plug it into your stereo, and, like, it'll surround... The same way we plug our phones into your stereo, it'll surround through your house. So it's like you're just sitting it down while you're eating. And then you go back into your room and just punch it right back on the TV screen. So it's got some potential. It's really cool in that way.
If you could flick it up onto the TV screen.
You pretty much can.
Yeah.
It's just a little button. There's an arrow and you just go beep and it's instantly right on the TV. So that works really well. You wanted to talk about Zombie U?
Yeah, I guess we might as well get into that. I mean, yeah, we rented it the other night, the three of us.
Underwhelming.
I've never laughed harder in my entire life.
Well, okay, first off, we had seen a few of the reviews. I didn't have a lot of expectations.
Yeah, we weren't expecting
like,
the best.
You know, it was what it was. I was surprised that the game was a lot different than I thought. I thought it was a multiplayer game, and it had like a campaign that was 8 hours or so. But that's not the case, right? It's like... little missions with different characters, and you kind of go in.
Well, it's not. It's not different.
Try and survive.
It's not different characters. It's like if you die, you'll wake up as another survivor.
Yeah,
and you're back in.
Mission.
And like any progress that your character, like if you, do you guys know it, about this?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Any progress that you make with your character, Dan, if you happen to die, all of that progress will still be done. But you start as a new character, so you're like you have to level up again. But you can still go through and all those doors that you've unlocked and all the.
You try and just get.
And
as
you find your
high as you can.
Like other character as a zombie because you just died.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I have to say though, that trailer, the trailers they showed for that game prior to launch,
all CG.
It's a crime that they were allowed to release those things. The textures in this game,
it looks
is horrible.
Oh.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, horrible.
The gameplay trailers are. Accurate, but they didn't show a lot of gameplay trailers. They showed higher up res like.
Well, they showed videos. Yeah. They had people like videotaping them playing on the gamepad and on the TV.
Well, there's the one like part they show where you have like a rifle and you're loading it and a zombie's coming at you and like you shoot it. I don't know. I just remember that part of the trailer and it looked pretty good. I can't imagine that's in the game at all. Like
the controls feel really bad.
The controls feel bad.
Super floaty.
That being said,
nothing's accurate.
Renting it and playing it for a few hours after you've beaten all the games you wanted to play at launch isn't the worst thing ever.
It is. Don't buy it. Don't rent it.
Oh, come on. You can at least have... Like,
I
was having a good time.
It was bad, man.
Like, $4 to rent it for one.
I was having a good time because we were laughing our asses.
What was funny? What was funny about it?
The opening scene.
For some reason, the zombies have, like, unhinged jaws. And they just... They yell at you
First off, when you press the start button, like it goes, "I'll be you," and you load a new game, it goes,
like instead of a zombie screen, you play a Resident Evil game, you press start, it's like Resident Evil,
yeah,
and then 17. The subsequent number, and then but this, you hit start, it's just, and then it goes into the game,
and then you start off, you're in this room, and you've got some. Australian? No, it's
would you British. The same guy from Bioshock.
Talking to you, basically going, "You're going to need to walk over there to save your game. Pick up the bat and press right trigger to attack enemy zombies.
Log on to
Ubisoft.com to check your character's score and purchase new Ubisoft games."
No, he never actually did that, but that was the joke
that night.
That was
the
like,
joke,
he,
and it was hilarious.
He would lead you along, and we're just... Yeah.
The one part, though, when you get your first weapon, which is... The reviews I heard were basically saying that the game sucks because 80% of the game you're using this bat the whole time, and it's just not fun.
Cricket,
kills zombies, which is what the game would be fun about. So anyway, when you get the bat, there's a zombie that tries to crawl through a window, and the window or something shuts on it, so it's just stuck there. Like, it can't attack you, and it's just like the animation on the thing looking at you just... Chad and I were dying laughing at it for like 10 minutes, and then you get the bat and
I was in tears.
So Zombie gets a thumbs down. Yeah. Black Ops, I gotta give it a thumbs down for me. I mean, I'm not their target audience, but it really made me respect Bad Company 2 that much more. Like, yeah. trying something else. Oh god, I turned it off after like 5 minutes into the second mission. I blew up. Have you played that yet?
Yep.
I shot down the helicopter that was on the boat, yeah. And then my character picked up that burnt, charred corpse guy, and I was like, turn it off. I turned it right off and went back to playing Mario. But yeah, okay, so closing statement on this whole Nintendo thing. The playing Mario feels so right, and it works so well, and the game is just crazy good. If I'm tired of progressing through the overworld, I can just go back and like, okay, what coins have I missed? Like, it's really great. And there's little meta games inside of it. Like, there's one that's time trials.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden Mario is pitch up runner, where it's like you have to get to the end of the level in 30 seconds, so you can never stop moving.
Is it challenges?
Yeah, like, yeah, and you can get gold medals and stuff like that. So obviously, it'd be better if there was achievements.
So why the fuck have they not done that before? I don't know. That's what everyone's always been achievements. Doing.
There has to be a patch coming up for that. Achievements? Like, just like, yeah, PlayStation did it late too with trophies. Like, they added that like a little bit later.
You need Hopefully. To reward someone with something now because it's expensive.
I think there is unlocks in the game, but yeah. We'll see, right? So. Yeah, playing through these time trials, you can't stop moving, so it feels a lot like BitTrip. And later in the game, it starts to get like, okay, beat the level in this amount of time and kill all of this type of enemy.
Oh wow!
So it's really great. Yeah, it makes the game a lot more fun.
Achievements would be amazing.
I know.
For that.
Well, I'm gonna do it all anyway.
I wouldn't care to.
I'm gonna 100%
achievement
the game.
Or not. It's
the achievement is inviting you guys over and saying, "Look at my gold medals," and I will force you to look at all my gold medals. Oh, you know what it does do when your highest, like your best trial run, like your fastest time,
yeah.
It saves all the replays, so you can go back and watch your fastest time, cool. which is pretty cool. I can't wait to play it with more than just solo. Like, once I've finished that game, gotten all the gold medals. Inviting all you guys over and playing four of you, like in coin battles and stuff like that, will be an even those, further.
Bring your Wiimotes.
Yoshi levels?
Yeah, how are they?
They're good. they're everything you'd expect from a Yoshi level. I mean, they're.
I only got to play that first day.
Yeah, yeah, that's all I've played of it.
And too. That I had a lot of fun. Remember, like, just.
Looks really nice in HD too.
It does.
It was crazy. Like, Dan was sitting in front of me and, like, he gave me the controller. I was just like, move. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, it was Joe. You're like, oh wait, Joe's in front of the TV, but who gives a shit? Because I can see it on the screen anyway.
So yeah, if you're buying the Wii U to be a Nintendo machine that plays Nintendo games, it's a hit. I think it's very successful in that so far. I mean, I've only played one Nintendo game on it, but I can't wait for Smash Brothers coming this year.
I should be getting mine this Tuesday or Thursday, depending on Walmart shipment.
Have you guys played anything else?
I played Lego Lord of the Rings.
Oh, how far did you get in it?
Not very far.
No.
I'm in Bree.
Okay, yeah. See, the game, like, I don't know. Okay, what do you think about it first?
I thought, I was playing it co-op, and the way they do co-op in it, I don't really like it. They split the screen in half.
And then if you're close together, it's...
And
they never used to do that.
It's really confusing.
Distracting.
That is kind of
very distracting. I don't know. I've loved it though. Like hearing the music, all the little jokes. The movies, because I've seen the movie so many times that I pick up on everything. I'm just like,
it's great. Yeah. I mean,
appreciate everything they do.
I haven't played any other Lego games, but I imagine this one is the most cinematic of all of them. Obviously, it has the original score and the original acting and everything, all the bits. But it's just so basically, like, after you get past Bree and things, it opens up the map, so as you're moving on, you switch between, Gandalf, Aragorn, whatever, and then Frodo, Sam, Gollum, but it'll be, like, you'll get to a point, and then you can't enter the area, because, like, Sauron's gaze is on that area, so you have to switch back and beat apart as the other characters, then, like, the eye moves to where they are.
Yeah.
So, like, and then free play unlock free play after you beat an area. So there's never, like, a hub, but you can open up your map and travel back to where you were. That's and then once you get where you were, you're in that area, and there'll just be a sign of the cinematic part that happened, and you can just be like, play this again. But Helm's Deep, the cinematic in that was like amazing. It was so, so good.
The best part about
better than any game.
The best part about those games is that they're fully licensed. Like, the Star Wars ones, every single sound effect is right from the movies. I'm sure Lord of the Rings is the exact same. Oh, yeah. Now they've got dialogue ripped right from the movies, which
is
crazy, too.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it's
like
hilarious.
It's not the full movie that you're watching, like, for each scene.
Yeah.
They cut it and make it, like, obviously...
As far as the... As far as the
school, the way they, like, mishmash it together.
Yeah. As far as the screen splitting, if... Once you get kind of more in tune with how, the, like, everything works, like, two veteran players, you'd have fun with that. Because one person's, like, collecting money while the other, you're just going off and kind of doing your own thing. And knowing that you can split, like, the alternative is you can't leave the same screen as your two players. Like, the Star Wars games, you know, the ones based on the movies, you can't leave the screen. So it's like you're constantly being like, no, come this way. And, like, you want to get up, but the screen's trying to fit both characters in, so you can't jump up high without... Yeah, or if you do get too far from each other, one of the players will just turn off, and you have to press start and load back in. So it's like
that's actually very good.
It is a good alternative, and there's now that there's larger sprawling levels, I couldn't imagine having to keep both characters on the screen at the same time.
Well, so you could also, like, the first level is the like the elven battle.
Yeah,
like where you're playing as Elendil and you cut the
ring
and everything, but. That was really confusing with two people. Like, you fight Sauron for a bit, and then it's just kind of like...
I imagine.
You're spinning around, and I'm just like,
I played it co-op a bit, but not until after Bree. And it... Later on, it could get cool, because you can do split-screen where you're playing as Frodo, and then I'm playing as, like, Aragorn and stuff in a completely different... We're just playing the game together.
Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah. I mean, there's not much of that, but it gets to a point where, like, every time, like, each character can do different things to open things, get collectibles and stuff like that. So you'll have to go back to that part of the game as Gollum. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's, like, elvish things, too.
That's a staple to, like, the whole Lego formula.
Yeah, they've done
but it's like you were saying about Mario earlier. Like, just, I'm bored with the campaign right now. I'm going to go back and get some unlockables. Like, you get the Mithril Lego bricks. And there's a blacksmith who can make any item for you, and just it's shared between the characters.
I'm very familiar with the formula. I've played all the Star Wars ones. I own all the Star Wars ones.
Good achievements.
Oh yeah, achievements. The like
achievements are good.
If you, I 100%ed the complete saga. I challenge you guys to 100% this game, and I'll be very proud of you.
I was thinking about it. Like, I don't think I'll be challenged.
Yeah,
100% Lord of
Tim those. And I. No, Tim and I played. We played, I think, the original trilogy together, and at the end of the game, the one achievement that he had left was get, like, a million studs or something like that. And you get so far in the game that you get multipliers, so they're just racking up. And we had gotten all the gold bricks, and outside of the main hub, there was just a fountain of gold bricks that spewed out studs. So me and Tim, like, we finally 100% of the game. Just danced out in that, like, with our characters, just doing double jumps all around this fountain that's spitting out studs at us.
Yeah.
Just like one of the peaks of my nerd lifestyle was that night with Tim. It was a good time.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I look forward to playing it alone.
What else? Anything else anyone played this week?
That was it for me.
Really?
You know what else is kind of not very cool about Wii U is that the eShop is really cool. It looks really nice, but there's no word on demos yet.
It'll be there eventually. It has to be.
Yeah, they have demos on 3DS.
Oh, really? Cool. Yeah. I'm excited for those. I love, like, with new hardware, you just start downloading demos and, like, figuring out how the controller's going to work, things like that.
Well, the storage space is really small, though, so that's the thing they're not wanting... Like, they don't want you to download 3 GB demos.
You can use a plug-in hard drive, but 2 terabytes.
Like, if you're just a kid opening this thing out of the box, it's broken. Like, I got these demos. I don't know.
It's got plenty for downloadable, like, indie games. 32 gigs is plenty for that.
I know, but a game demo would be a couple gigabytes.
Did they have, like, just demos for, like, the arcade games? Like, little...
I don't know.
Could you demo that?
I don't know. I haven't tried, but I don't know that I got... No, I don't think so. I don't think they have a demo for that yet.
I'm really
excited. On the flip side, you can download full games day, like, on launch day, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited to play Rayman after playing the demo a few times at just Toys R Us or wherever I'm at. The integration with the controller on that game is something else.
Something, like, that we haven't
seen. What do you do?
Okay, so you're playing... It's like the Xbox One. You just play through the level. It's kind of like a Mario platformer in that sense. But the way that it changed for this one is you get to a certain point where you're not playing as Rayman, like, for most of the game. And then you find him, and then it's like a computer playing as him. And you're just using the gamepad, and you can watch on the screen and everything. And you're just like this weird green guy floating around, and you're moving platforms for him to proceed or killing enemies. Like, there's this huge guy who's like the size of the screen. You tickle him and he starts laughing and dancing and stuff, and then Rayman kicks his ass and runs by him and continues on.
Alternatively, if you're playing it two players, you would be Rayman.
Yeah, someone would be Rayman and someone would be the other guy doing stuff. But it's just like, it's just used right. Like, I didn't expect it. Like, I'm standing at Toys R Us holding a controller, and there's this part which is a big circle, and it's like a maze. And there's spikes, like, everywhere on it. And you're like, what the fuck? And Rayman jumps in it. And you gotta start turning the gamepad. So that... And it turns the thing on the screen.
That's cool.
And it's just like,
oh, so there'll be fun stuff. What I'm anticipating is that the beginning year or half a year with Wii U is going to be a lot like when DS came out. And that the two-screen thing was very foreign. The touch screen was very foreign. Like... And for a long time, it seemed like DS wasn't doing anything. And then all of a sudden, just an explosion of new kind of exciting playstyles, like the Zelda games for DS, for example. Like, I would have never expected that you could control Link like that.
Yeah.
I think those kinds of games are going to start to just explode onto the scene. Like, maybe by 2014, it'll have a robust...
I don't think it's going to be that long. After playing Rayman and they nailed it... Like, well, they didn't necessarily nail it, but what I've played has been impressive. Right off the bat, I'm like, okay.
And here we are again. E3 2013 is going to be the best E3 ever.
Actually, I have to say that it is, because we are definitely going to be seeing the next generation
PlayStation. We have all said this for the past...
Everybody.
Xbox is coming out with Xbox Sing.
Is definite.
It is known.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the hype for E3. Every single year, we're like, it's going to be awesome stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
This E3, for sure, we are going to see both... PlayStation, like the next PlayStation and the next Xbox.
And there was actually news this week that Microsoft is going to be releasing two different consoles.
Did you hear about that?
I read
that. Like, one is going to be just like a lower end kind of arcade-y one. Like, they can only play...
it can't even play live your AAA like games. That. Like, if you buy...
And then you can buy the big, crazy, expensive one that is like a super-powered PC, and it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
That'll play those games well into the future.
Cool.
But that's
weird.
Strange. Like, why would you ever... Oh, I'm going to buy Tommy, my son, this the new Xbox, but it's not going to play the next Call of Duty out. It's only going to play this shitty downloadable game.
It seems like they were selling it more as a media console. Like,
yeah, think of how good downloadable games are right now, too.
Yeah, like, Ouya's coming out, and that's going
to
sell.
They need to push more of the games, then. Yes, games come out every week.
Well, this thing's going to be really cool. It's horrible. It's going to be cool because, like, indie developers, like, the same thing that Wii is doing, is going to allow indie developers to release these games and not have to, like, go for graphics and super expensive games like with the more expensive console. But that more expensive console is going to be there for people that want it.
Realistically, I have nothing to complain about. I'm buying the better one.
Me too.
So, who cares? If there's one that's for other people,
let the big studios make games for the beast and just... open up the other one to everyone else, and the best will sift through.
That's
great, man.
I anticipate that the bigger, more expensive one is going to work like an iPhone, where you pay a small base price and then a subscription price.
Yeah,
they tried to do that before. Like,
well, I think what they're doing with that is test sample.
Yeah,
they're trying to test it out to see if it'll work with a console.
And you know what? I think that's a really good idea.
Me too. Yeah, I mean, An iPhone 5, right? Like, you can get it for $150, and then you pay Bell, Rogers, whoever else. For the plan, right? So it's like, you know, they're going to make tons more money in the long run. If you've got this product for 10 years, they can sell it to you for $200, and then there's a fee of like $40 a month or something like that, or whatever your plan is. It's probably less than that, but it's like you got to get a contract. Yeah. You have to have a contract for 3 years, and that's how much you're going to pay per month for 3 years. And then
you know, after your contract is up, they've made well over the value of their console off of you. I think that's a smart idea, and if Microsoft does it, they'll have a better, more capable piece of hardware that it will be less money than Wii U.
Well, the good thing about that is, like, they own the 360 Xbox Live already. It's not like you have to go get this thing at, like, a cell phone store or whatever. It's like they can still sell them everywhere as it is, and it's just using this network they already have.
Well, yeah, the same way to get Best Buy sells phones.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't... They just set you up with a plan that Apple, like, will set you up with or something like that.
I'm excited to see how Xbox Live is going to transition to the next Xbox. Because it's going to... It did it with Xbox One to Two, as you can see by the people doing the 10-year anniversary things, like... Microsoft had sent out some special edition Xbox. Did you see that?
Yeah.
But not many people have had it. No, there's a very small percentage of people have had it.
Yeah, I would say there's probably 50 people who qualify for that.
Yeah, for 10 years. Like, mine's only, fuck, 6, 7 maybe. And I was like...
You're an early adopter.
And I was early, yeah. There's not many people that you see that are higher than 3 or 4 years. But I'm excited to see the way Xbox Live integration is going to go from this 360 to the next one. Like, my achievement's gonna go. They better.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking better. Are they gonna continue, or is it gonna be like original Xbox gamer score? Next Xbox gamer score.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
I kind of, at the same time, I want it to be different, but I don't want that first one to ever not be shown.
I would be careful with that, right? Because you don't. They probably don't want to alienate anybody who's only like just starting out. It's like. You know, any hardcore gamer that finally wants to make the switch from Sony to Microsoft,
right.
They got to start at zero when everybody else starts at, what, 80,000? You'll never catch up. So there's going to have to be a new way to do it so you don't alienate new customers.
A good idea might be, like,
I mean, that's all speculation.
If you were between 20 to 30,000, it'd be like Dan Derby, bronze, or you know what I mean, like silver. Like a simple thing like that, kind of rounding your gamer score, which doesn't mean anything.
Well, whatever
other than
the most
show
valuable
next to your
gem
avatar.
Is in the world, or most valuable steel, better be my fucking.
Well, the same way your medals
my
work.
90,000.
The same way your medals work in Battlefield, like you'll just have a cool thing next to
exactly.
your game.
That'd be cool.
That shows, yeah,
it's simple
to show I'm elite. Yeah,
patent pending on that idea. We're just discussing what cool things that we want it to be.
Fucking sue you, Microsoft.
Yeah, let's do
that.
So,
this is recorded.
Yeah, like new hardware from probably both. Well, definitely new hardware from both Microsoft and Sony.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to see some cool fucking Nintendo games. You know,
absolutely.
Like,
Zelda, 3D Zelda, like a real one, not a bullshit video that they made.
They really have to push the Wii this year because
yeah,
if they have two new consoles that are just gonna fucking further bury this thing as far as like.
That's true. But I don't know. Like, do you actually think they're? I wonder if they're even frightened about that because the Wii did fine against 360 and PS3. So they're probably not. Maybe they're not even thinking of that.
They are worried about it because it came out right now.
Well, because I don't know why they chose right now to release it, but they. I mean, 360 was already out when Wii came out, and they did fine.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe they're
well, 360 did what Nintendo did this generation, or like with Wii U.
Yeah, maybe
they
we're
came
over...
out because they were behind with the first generation.
Yeah,
they want to get the jump on the next hardware. Mm-hmm.
I think the whole console war thing. I think us as fanboys, like, we overplay this.
We're looking
at it
in the wrong way.
Yeah, I don't know if there's secret meetings and like Sony really gives a shit what Microsoft
well,
is
let's
doing.
Just, let's
absolutely,
just
they
way.
Do.
Are you kidding
dude?
Me?
Come on,
are you serious?
It's livelihood,
man.
Yeah, but you're
it's
talking about
like, you think like that's like saying. Fucking car companies don't care what their competitors are doing.
I'm sure, but it's like Ford and Honda, they're both
what?
Fine.
Dude, they absolutely care.
Dude,
like,
yeah.
It is 100% like life
everything,
and death.
Everything they do.
That.
Let's look at it this way.
They looked at the Wii's success and tried to copy it.
That's exactly what my point is going to be right now.
We're constantly bashing.
Oh, Wii sucks. Like, it's garbage. Get rid of it. Like, who even plays it? Who gives a fuck? People obviously loved it because... Xbox Kinect came out.
Well, the thing was,
and the Sony PlayStation
well.
Move
it sold well.
Yeah, people like the idea. They didn't like the hardware or the catalog. They liked the idea, and
yeah.
they bought one based on it's a good idea. Let's see what happens. That's why we all bought it. We bought it early.
I sold it early too.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
bought it.
This is cool idea. And then you buy one in hopes that it's gonna, you know, turn out well, and it didn't. I don't think it did at all. It didn't really turn out well, but everybody has already bought their Wii, so it's like...
If you don't have a Wii, go to Shoppers right now. They're $99.
You don't need one. Buy a Wii U.
plays. I know, but it
has a Wii inside.
I heard a rumor that there was going to be a redesigned Wii, really? You know, for December, like just for Christmas.
All those single moms out there, though.
It's
gotta work.
It's about the size of one disc anyway. A redesign, I don't know.
Wii Mini.
There is
how much smaller can I get?
I don't know.
My shoe's bigger.
That'd be kind of cool. It's like $79. I'd probably buy it.
It's got a big catalog. It's got a generation's worth of shitty games.
And it's just a link to the Nintendo Classic eShop.
I can't even believe how bad Wii games
are. That's
kind of
worth it.
Yeah, terrible.
I can't believe that Nintendo will even allow some of these games to be released. Like, it's an embarrassment. Because, Sherry, my girlfriend's going to buy a Wii for her two boys because they're both really young and it's something easy to play with. Just whatever for Christmas. It's $100 now. Who gives a shit? But I was looking at games to buy for them, and there is just exactly that pile of shit. we're looking at a wall the size of the same size as the Xbox wall, but every game is
7 years.
Yeah, how the fuck is this being released?
Remember 7 years ago, the beginning of this generation?
No,
I do. Playing Zuma in Tim's basement. Zuma in Tim's basement.
Oh my god!
They were playing
in
Kyle's basement.
Yeah. Was it you and Tim playing that
too?
Fucking Wick game?
Wick.
Oh my god!
I wasn't feeling good. Everybody at Tim's house. I'm trying to go to sleep, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm sleeping on the couch.
Feeling like shit,
and it's just the same fucking song over and over and over again. And they're playing it for 5 hours.
It was the death song. Every time you fell off the screen. Bump, bump, bump. We just turned the speakers up as loud as we could.
It fucking haunted me.
Shut
up. I absolutely hated it.
Is there anything you guys want to touch on before we say goodbye?
I'm
good to wrap.
Thing.
Play Halo 4. It's the best game ever made.
Oh, we talked about that too, how bad it is. But
are you fucking me?
are you fucking
Mario Galaxy 2, did you upscale it?
I haven't tried yet. I don't have a nunchuck.
I heard you can play Wii.
I gotta get my
Wii,
Wii
right?
Remote.
Yeah.
Okay, I heard that you couldn't.
No, don't. The only thing that was with that was it wasn't available until launch. So IGN couldn't play Wii games.
Oh,
until
okay,
the patch
okay,
came out.
Okay. I just sort of.
But anyone who bought it day one could.
Nice.
You know what? They said that the Hulu Plus, the YouTube. I know Nintendo TV doesn't come out until December now. They also said Netflix wasn't coming out on launch day, and it was on my console on launch day.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Is Nintendo TV going to
How do you not...
How
is there... Yeah, it will. I don't know how it's going to work.
What is it? Just watching ABC on...
We'll see. I don't want to speculate or talk it up.
Fuck it.
We'll
talk
about
it when
it comes out.
It's
going to
be America only.
It definitely is going to be America only. That's... Sure.
We'll see.
I don't know. The remote... on the gamepad looked really weird. It just looked like a fucking
very
universal
basic
remote on your gamepad, and you just had to take out your stylus and press each button on it.
It
was too much.
There was a lot? I thought it was really basic.
No. There were hundreds of buttons on this thing.
What?
It shows up a little wheel
on
the side and expands.
That's not the universal remote.
I'm saying it looks like a universal remote. I'm not talking about the universal remote. I'm talking about the remote for Nintendo TV. I believe that's what it is.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see what that thing is. But no, you're talking about when you press TV on your gamepad, it just brings up a tiny remote, which it doesn't work with my TV because everything's plugged in through my surround sound.
Yeah.
And then it only knows how to... It reads my cable box and my television, but not the surround sound. So it's I can't switch between Blu-ray and all that garbage.
Yeah. Before I just end off, is there anything else that's coming out in the next week or two that you guys are looking forward to playing?
I want to play Hitman.
I'll be playing
Hitman.
Mario.
Yeah.
I'll be playing Lego Lord of the Rings. Possibly The Unfinished Swan.
I watched I remember putting up on my Facebook a CGI video that Far Cry 3 had released, in the summertime.
Yeah.
And I put it up on my Facebook.
Far Cry, yeah.
I put it up and I was like, that looks really fucking good. And then I had thought nothing of it until... the video review came out.
Oh my god, it's out!
It comes out on December 4th or something. Fine, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a week from Tuesday.
Which is incredible. They don't do that anymore.
It's very often that a game puts out their game to be reviewed. Everything's embargoed these days because they're worried about bad review scores and stuff. Ubisoft's just take it.
fucking yeah, like, play it. We trust that this game is awesome.
And it does look amazing. And I'm, like, really, really, really looking forward to this game more than I thought I would be.
Well,
and
sometimes, right, it's like, we know this is going to get a good review, and it's probably not going to sell that well. But if it gets a good review, we'll sell a lot.
Like, Far Cry 2 was, like, a cult classic. Like, it really was. I've got some seriously high hopes for this game, and like I'm going to talk about it a lot once it comes out.
A lot of the sites I checked for reviews have said that, like, despite the story, which is, it's not like driving you to go further in that game, that it's the best game of 2012.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's beating out Halo and Call of Duty.
Yeah, and Halo I wanted to touch on as well. The last time I was on the podcast was like 2 weeks ago.
Did you beat it?
I beat the campaign. The campaign is still fantastic. I recommend playing the campaign to anybody. Multiplayer, eh.
Not for me.
I'm out, and I'm back to playing Battlefield with Kyle.
That's crazy.
And I'm so happy.
It's absolute craziness. I'm the opposite way. Like, you thought that the campaign was really, really strong. I felt it wasn't that strong. I think it got hyped up a lot. Like, people were saying, oh, it's the best campaign in Halo history, like, hands down. I felt like I seen Master Chief's fucking hand push a button.
There's a lot of button pushing.
Like 100 times too many times.
Yeah.
It's just like, Chief, put me in! And then Cortana goes, oh, I'm going crazy. Let's press on to the next area. Kill some more of these stupid fucking orange guys.
It looks amazing.
It's beautiful, mind you, but...
I loved walking around and just...
It was the flying same fucking thing over and over and over and over again. Sure, you drive a Pelican. Sure, you drive a Banshee.
And you shoot a bunch of, like, that's what else frustrating. You drive something sweet at
the end. That fucking spaceship thing was cool.
Oh my god, yeah, the Star Fox level.
That was cool. There's a level that's...
That's what made me love the campaign so much, because all of a sudden you're playing Star Fox
It is pretty cool.
Star Fox level was fun.
I did enjoy that level.
I was laughing so much.
Oh my god! The multiplayer, for me, I feel like the maps are finally really, really good. There's a few that I don't really care for.
After 10 years?
Three? I didn't really care about them. A lot
Sandtrap.
Of the DLC maps were...
You've been playing these games online for 10 years.
Valhalla?
And you're like, they're finally good. So since what
two.
Were they before?
Since two. I mean, since, like...
You played three online?
I did, but I didn't really care for the maps. If I fucking ever see Snowbound again in my life, I'll slit my own throat. I fucking hate those maps.
Okay.
Snowbound?
I fucking hate them!
Snowbound is the worst map.
Thank you, Kyle. What, Snowbound? Snowbound! The fucking...
Oh, yeah, the two...
I want to vomit.
Oh, God.
My Needler level?
Yeah.
That was my favorite fucking map ever.
Fuck you.
Snowbound on Needlers. I will challenge anyone who's a motherfucker.
Either way.
Snowbound Needlers only.
I don't know.
Fucking
the maps are
down.
Good.
They'd never play it with me.
It feels more balanced.
Never.
I'm really enjoying some of the new guns that you get.
Whatever, I'd set up the map.
Just the ordnance instead of so much of like random shit on the maps. Like, if I get a damage boost, you're fucked. You are fucked. I'm gonna triple shot you until it runs out.
The multiplayer is exactly what it needed, like the way it is
now. It's they made a step in the right direction. They kind of Call of Duty'd it a little bit.
Yeah, Call of Duty is amazing. Call of Duty is so good. Like,
I think
the multiplayer is like an RPG.
I'm so excited for the next Halo on the next Xbox.
Yes.
I hope
that's crazy.
That is
you guys
crazy.
Waited so
come
long
on.
For Halo 4.
No, I'm going to play.
It's been out for 2 weeks. You're like, can't wait for the next one.
No,
in
no,
another
no
5 years.
About hype. I'm hyped already for the next
like,
one.
I can't believe it.
I'm
next,
gonna play
it's
this
story.
I will play this game until the next one comes out. Maybe not every day and every week, but I will come back to it every couple months and continue playing it when there's new maps and shit.
But
my hopes now for the next one are just like beyond anything. Like, seeing those CG videos at the beginning of the end.
Oh my god, yeah.
You really do question whether it's real or not. It looks live action sometimes, and you're just...
Yeah, those videos look really good. I think, did we talk about that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
It looks really, really nice. It's a really good-looking game.
Battlefield multiplayer.
Call of Duty sucks. I bought Black Ops 2, and I fucking regret it. I actually do.
Yeah.
We can always talk about that stuff next week or something like that.
Yeah, we'll talk about Black Ops. I'll get a little further into Black Ops. I only played maybe 4 missions. Not enjoying it, but I'm gonna finish it.
And I'm buying a PC.
Yeah,
good. I'm so proud of that. Like, it's yeah. We'll discuss the last generation in the next coming weeks. So we got a couple of big episodes coming up. Big Christmas episode we got planned. We got to do a year in review.
We need to do our top 5 games of the year. Obviously. And movies?
Top 5. I think I've only played 2 games this year.
Well,
yeah, we'll have to discuss. We're going to do some top 5s.
I should have played 3DS.
Right. If you guys have any suggestions about a top five that you'd like to hear, let us know. Also, any feedback would be very much appreciated.
If you ever want to play with us on Xbox Live, too, I don't know if there's Facebook anyone who listens that doesn't already play, but if you do, request it on Facebook, and I'll let you know what's up.
Yeah, you can challenge Doug to his Needler Snowbound. Is that what it's called, Snowbound?
Challenge me to any Needler's game ever made.
Needler's only Snowbound.
I'm interested in playing. If anyone has a Wii U and wants to play online, I haven't even played a game online with that thing yet. So none of my friends have it.
I have no friends on PlayStation Plus, so if anyone... I got a pending ban request that it's been there since the summer.
Dude, there's an update. There's an update that's going to take me 45 hours to
download. There's an update, like, 2 months ago.
Exactly. It's going to take
me... You didn't get that yet?
Fuck no.
Hey, that's a huge update.
I know.
That's kind of cool. With Wii U, they can the update will run in the background while you play the game, and then it'll let you know when it's done, and you can install it, like, 2 days later.
Why the fuck do games do that?
PlayStation's been doing that for years.
Every system, doesn't allow it.
So, like, it'll say, like...
Doing one thing.
It'll download has stopped. Fuck
yeah,
off.
It'll
just
say,
download it.
It'll say downloading update or whatever, and then under it is start software. And
nice.
Chad and I were just... We're sitting there watching, and I'm like, I don't want to press that. Like, what is that going to do? And then I'm like, you know what? You can press it. I'm never going to play Black Ops. And I hand it over to Chad, and he's like, oh, I don't want to press it either. Like, just that... What happens when we finally press this button? What are we doing wrong?
Erasing.
Yeah, and it's just, you hit it, and it's like, boom, starts the software. And then when we were done playing, it said, update is done downloading. You just click to install it, it installs in a couple seconds.
Nintendo's strong point, for sure, is the little things.
Things
like that. And you were telling me today about the different tones of the speakers in the controller and the speakers on the TV harmonizing with each other to make a complete song.
When you turn the volume up on the controller, a new instrument will
be
added to the song.
That is so, like, that got me really, really excited. Like, hopefully by next week's episode... I'll have had my Wii U purchased and played. And
I can't wait to play games with you.
Fucking right, man. It's either
really
Tuesday
fun.
Or Thursday. I'm going to Walmart. I got a hookup now in the gaming department there.
You don't have to call each other.
I was in Rust the other day.
It was
had
no party
one
chat.
Sale.
They have the white ones.
They had the white
ones. Oh, they had three white ones on the shelf here. And she's like, just get a white one. They're fine. You can get an external hard drive. I'm like, yeah, but then I need a docking station. And then
You don't need any of that.
I want it. Listen, I got a black Xbox.
$50 for a piece of fucking plastic?
I got a black TV, a black Xbox, a black PlayStation, a black entertainment center. I don't know what a big white, sore... Looking, no.
It's nice. Like I could plug in a USB, but I don't have to right now.
Right.
It's gonna take a little while to get to the 32 gigs. I think for
how
me.
How are you guys gonna talk when you're playing games online?
We'll turn on our Xboxes and talk in a party chat.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. That's gonna.
Oh, he doesn't have one anymore. Fuck.
The gamepad has a microphone.
That doesn't work for chat.
Hello.
We'll have to see. Time's gonna tell on that one. Thanks for listening, guys.
Orange mode!